So thank you very much. So we heard a couple hymenopter talks this morning and a fly talk, but at least two of those presentations, they mentioned the Neuroptera, so that was pretty exciting. We don't get much attention. So many of you here this morning are probably familiar with the lacewing family Ascalaphidae, or owl flies. So owl flies in the superorder Neuropterida come in many shapes and sizes and are found worldwide. Some resemble dragonflies and only fly at dusk. So where do the owl flies fit into the Neuropterida tree of life? And what do we know about their evolution? Well, these are questions that I'm hoping to answer through my research. I've recently begun my dissertation research on the owl flies, and I'm happy to have this opportunity to speak to you about it today. So the owl flies are usually easily distinguished from other lacewings by their large size, huge eyes, long antennae, and very setose bodies. The family contains 436 valid extant species in three subfamilies, the Albardiini, Haploglenniini, and Ascalaphini. So the smallest subfamily, the Albardiini, or short-antennaed owl flies, contains a single species from Brazil. And as its name implies, it is distinguished by its short antennae. It also has entire eyes. The second subfamily, the Haploglenniini, or entire-eyed owl flies, contains 89 described species in 26 genera, distributed in North and South America, Western Asia, Sub-Saharan Africa, and Madagascar. These species are conspicuously absent from Australia. They're defined as being those owl flies that have the antennae that reach past the halfway point between the forewing base and the pterostigma, and that lack a transverse furrow across the eyes. The last subfamily, the Ascalaphini, or divided eye owl flies, are the most speciose of the owl fly subfamilies, with approximately 345 described species in 67 genera, and they are found worldwide. They are defined by having the antenna longer than half the distance from the forewing base to the pterostigma, and by the presence of a transverse sulcus across the eyes. So two worldwide taxonomic revisions of the entire family have been performed. The first was by McLaughlin in 1871, who treated 103 species in 28 genera. The second was by Vanderweil in 1908, who recognized 193 species and subspecies in 72 genera. More recently, regional taxonomic revisions have been performed by Cheddar, New, and Penny on the Afrotropical, Australian, and Amazonian and Costa Rican species, respectively. Now, to date, phylogenetic work on the Ascalaphidae and its Neuropterin and its close Neuropterin relatives has been very limited. No modern phylogenetic analyses involving molecular data, and very few involving morphological data, and very few involving molecular data have been performed. Haring and Asbach investigated the phylogeny of the Neuropterida using two nuclear and two mitochondrial genes. They included two Ascalaphini, but no Haploglenniini. More recently, Dr. Sean Winterton at the University of Queensland in Australia has been performing phylogenetic analyses of the Neuropterida, some of which are as of yet unpublished, using protein coding and ribosomal genes, and he has included two Ascalaphines and one Haploglenniini in his published analysis. So although phylogenetic relationships within the family have not been extensively investigated, it is generally accepted that the Ascalaphidae are one of the most derived lineages within the Neuropterida and belong within a clade of lacewing families that includes the Mermeliontidae, or ant lions, the Nemopterida, or thread lacewings, and the Nymphidae, or split-foot lacewings. So a consensus has been growing that the group also includes the family Psychopsidae, as seen in the topologies published by Asbach et al. And Winterton, seen here. So these studies also support the long-accepted hypothesis that the owl flies and ant lions form a monophyletic group. Now, exact relationships between these two families have not been intensively explored, and so the relationship to one another remains unknown. My current research has three major components. The first is a worldwide species-level taxonomic revision of the Haploglenniini. So this comprehensive study involves researching, updating, and improving species-level knowledge for as many of the 89 currently described species as possible, as well as undescribed species, while focusing on the 50 species from Central and South America, Africa, and the Middle East and China not examined by Cheddar and Penny. Existing literature on the species is being thoroughly researched, and curated representatives are being assembled for examination for material obtained on loan from relevant arthropod collections around the world and from new field collections. So fundamental data on each species is being developed and synthesized and will include synonymical histories, differential diagnoses, morphological descriptions, material examined lists, geographical distributions, primary and secondary type data, illustrations, and identification keys. The second component of my research will be to explore the phylogenetic relationships within the Haploglenniina using morphological data in order to test the monophyly of the subfamily and its existing component tribes and genera, to determine the phylogenetic relationships among higher level taxa within the subfamily, and if necessary, to provide a basis for creating a revised classification. So presently, no single or set of morphological features define the subfamily. Rather, the subfamily comprises those species which lack the transverse furrow of the compound eye, and whose antennae are longer than half the length of the forewing. The transverse furrow is the putative synapomorphy of the Ascalaphini, as we've already discussed. So while the presence or absence of the furrow has proved convenient for classification, it has not been tested phylogenetically and may not be reliable. For example, the furrow is not equally expressed in all genera that have it, and it may occur almost indistinguishably within some members of the Haploglenniina, as in this Proctolyra. So analyses for this component of my project will be based on material obtained from previous revisionary work, plus additional material borrowed on loan from major collections. In-group taxa will comprise as many species as possible of previously and newly described members of the Haploglenniina. Out-group taxa will consist of 1 to 3 representatives of the Mermeliontidae and Hemopterridae. Cladistic analyses will be performed using automated computer software packages, including TNT and PalpStar, and node and branch support, such as Bremer values and bootstraps, will be evaluated using PalpStar and TreeRot and TNT. So descriptive work performed in the revisionary part of this project will provide a guide for identifying traits of potential phylogenetic value. And based on existing knowledge, it is anticipated that characters of the antennae, eyes, and wing venation will be included, but new characters will be sought and may include those of the mouth parts, internal head structures, wing shape, thoracic and abdominal CD and sclerites, internal apodemes, male genitalia, and others. So the third component of my current research will be to begin examining more closely the phylogenetic relationships among the putatively basal lineages of within the owlflies and antlions, using morphological and molecular data. The objectives of this analysis will be to test the monophyly of the Ascalaphidae, to determine the phylogenetic relationships among the higher level taxa within the Ascalaphidae, to examine the relationships among putatively basal Ascalaphidae and Mermeliontidae lineages, and to provide a basis for creating a revised classification of the Ascalaphidae if necessary. So in the taxonomic history of the owlflies and antlions, several groups have been postulated to sit at or near the base of the complex that comprises the two families. So in the owlflies, these include Albardia, which several authors have suggested may represent the most primitive extant owlfly, and the subfamily Haploglenniina, represented here by the South American genus Ascalobias. In the antlions, the Stilbopterygii and the family Palpirini have been suggested as being basal lineages. The Australian Stilbopterygii were once placed in their own family with Albardiini, but were later moved to Mermeliontidae by New, and they bear a strong but possibly superficial resemblance to Albardia, and I'd like to investigate that. So material for this analysis will come from the previous revisionary work and new field collections. In-group taxa will consist of a subset of species of Haploglineae genera determined in the first analysis to represent all major clades that most closely coincide with material available for molecular analysis. Along with approximately 15 Haploglineae species, 3 to 4 species of Ascalaphini, Albardia, 2 to 3 representatives of Stilbop pterygiani, and 5 to 7 other putatively basal mermeliontids will be included. Outgroup taxa will include 1 to 2 representatives each of the families Nemopteridae, Nymphidae, and Psychopsidae. Several genes identified in Haring and Asbach and recommended by colleagues, including Dr. Winterton, as being appropriate for differentiating inter- and intrafamilial relationships within the Neuropterida will be used, including COX-3, CAD, 16S RNA, and 18S RNA. For morphology, character systems determined to be relevant to the resolution of relationships in the Haploglineae analysis will form the basis for identifying characters to use in this analysis. Characters applicable to higher level relationships will also be utilized, such as pretarsus structure and the position of the first abdominal spiracle relative to the thorax. Other useful characters identified during examination of the survey taxa will be incorporated as well. So specific analytical methods, including alignment protocols, are still being worked out. Tree construction will likely include parsimony and Bayesian approaches. So a more robust hypothesis for phylogenetic relationships among the putatively basal lineages of the owlfly antlion complex will help us to begin to understand many key aspects of mermeliontid biology, such as larval feeding strategies, larval habitat choice, adult feeding strategies, flight and flight-associated morphologies and behaviors, and resting behaviors, including startling behaviors and camouflage, and mating behaviors. Further, we can ask, is there directionality in the evolution of these features? For example, which larval behavior is more primitive, active prey searching, or sit and wait opportunistic feeding? Were ancestral larvae terrestrial or arboreal? And were ancient adults of this complex active flyers like the owlflies or weaker flyers like the antlions? Anyway, I'm excited to begin this project and answer these questions. I would like to thank those who have already provided loan material, and I leave you with the next generation of owlflies. Thank you.